To me, Where the Wild Things Are is a place that exists in our minds. It's a place of liberty and shamelessness. It can take a split second or a lifetime to find it, but once you do, you'll be free. There's a wild thing that exists in all of us. It lives in our passions, in the people we love, in our subconscious thoughts, our beliefs. It's even made a home in the darkest parts of us. But we can't be scared of it.
Welcome to Mysterion Bard, where truth is spoken and silence is broken. I'm your host, Jay Mysteria. And we're back. It's episode 2. You know, we talk about everything that's not on the brochure and anything they don't want to talk about. And let's get deeper into some of the things they do want to talk about. Last week I left off, I was explaining to you a little bit about Lancaster. You know, Lancaster gets called one of America's favorite towns. We're being voted on as we speak, as per Parade Magazine. But it's the favorite town for who? The brochure version is rolling out farmland and a quiet little homage bill, but that's not the whole story. SDOL, School District of Lancaster. You know, every small town has to have a great school district. You would think if you're going to be America's favorite small town, you should have a secure and great school district. So let's talk about SDOL. SDOL just hosted a meeting I attended last week in which the discussion was whether we would permit them to furlough over 100 employees because of a deficit they created, an accounting error they're responsible for, the administration, not the employees in which they want to furlough. Financial chief of staff, the superintendent, and the school board all approved the 24-2025 budget. Yet 83 accounting errors were in this budget. 83 salaries were not accounted for. And over $8 million was not accounted, which brought our complete deficit for the end of 2025 going into 2026 to $15 million. So a failing school district that has been failing for over a decade has now lost $15 million. As a 501c3 employee, if I lost any millions, I would be paraded out in handcuffs. It would be a whole different conversation. Trust and believe. Lancaster sells itself as a wonderful place to live, work, and raise your kids at. Yet, our schools are continually failing. We had a child they lost. They lost a kid. And in order to gain accountability and true transparency from the district, community organizers had to rally behind this kid's family and truly champion for this transparency. This is not something they wanted to give to us. The YWCA, shout out to the YWCA, did a racial equity profile that truly took a look into the inequities that are Lancaster County. And it has already been proven that if Lancaster County would have closed the income gaps, closed the housing gaps, if they would have done just a little bit better to make it more equitable around here, our economy would have been up $1.9 billion. $1.9 billion, that's no small drop in the bucket at all. From 2010 to 2019, Lancaster has gotten more diverse. But the opportunities for diverse people are not keeping pace. Black and brown people make up 88% of the population growth. Especially Latinos and Afro-immigrants. It also notes that our younger generation is more diverse than our older generation. Yet federal minimum wage is still $7.25. You're lucky if your job on the entry level is paying you more than $12. Yet we have apartment buildings that are $4,700 for three bedroom apartments. Now let me introduce a very special person to you guys. A clap, 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 clap. Sitting in the room with me is my good friend and comrade and ally and co-conspirator, Circumstantial Saints. Say what up, say what up, say what up.
Though. What's going on? What's going on? Thank you for having me here. I really appreciate you, and I appreciate all you do as well.
Thank you, thank you. I definitely appreciate that. You are Puffin Poet. You are Circumstantial Saint the artist in so many different ways. Talk to these people a little bit. Tell them a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Yeah, no doubt. My name is Circumstantial Saint. I am a poet, a producer, activist, journalist, event host, And as I like to say, revolutionist, because everything that I do is for the betterment, advancement of the human race and to fight against oppression. So I might write a poem. I might do music. I might produce for other artists that are speaking truth to power for the revolution. I release books all the time, and I hold events that also help build and foster community. I'm also a community organizer, very involved in my community, helping network people that are really also trying to advance the people around them too.
Oh my God, John Sawyer, yes, you do amazing, amazing, amazing work. I'll tell you, right? Hopefully they can fix that last 2 minutes, because thought I was being sneaky. Lapel makes it get you every time. Don't have a cough. Anyway, you are an amazing organizer, artist, and the Puffin Poet. Tell us more. Where can we find you?
Yeah, so you can literally just Google my name, Circumstantial Saint. You'll find all you need to find. On Instagram, I am the most active and post daily updates to everything that I'm doing and involved in, Circumstantial_Saint. I host a monthly event in Lancaster called Puffin Poet at the Lounge at Hemphill Apothetique, where the goal is to really help foster and refine and hone and deepen the cultural scene here in Lancaster, connecting people that are looking to be vulnerable, to grow, and to share their art with people. Poetry is at the forefront of it. That's important. Art is revolution, art is expression, but the Puff Partisan is just as important, right? Because artivism is power, yes. And when you are looking at it from, like, especially a medicinal standpoint,
the Puff part is just as important, yes. Because healing is everything.
And as activists, as community organizers, as revolutionists, we have to do the hard work of healing, right? For self-preservation, to help other people.
Especially when we're being constantly re-triggered. And that's the work we're in.
Yes.
It takes us to constantly be re-triggered in order to bring the passion to the forefront. So yes, it is important to self-care in the process. And with, you know, the challenges in the laws right now surrounding hemp, surrounding marijuana, surrounding THC, mm-hmm. It's very important that these conversations get had. You host in a healing environment, the Hempfield Apothetique, which hopefully, you know, we'll be able to bring to you guys soon here. I'm excited to also share with you that you will be able to catch John Sal right here once a month as we do a segment called Puffin Process. Because yes, as Black and Brown organizers, it is very, very re-triggering and uncomfortable to find yourself in these spaces where we have to educate other races and other and our own mm-hmm. on truly understanding what's transpiring around us and what is and how we can better work together to correct the issues in our community. So I'm excited for Puffin Process.
Yeah.
We're going to break into that next episode. I'm truly excited to hear about your experience at the No Kings protest. Or rally, should I say.
Yeah.
And you know, they're okay with all elements. So I'm very, it was turn out. I happened to get there. So I truly am excited for that. We have an emergency call that is going to have to go to voicemail real quick. If you don't know, I work for the Bail Fund. We are a charity organization that accepts donations that uses those monies to bail people out of jail. This morning, I woke up to a bail call. Individual got into a dispute with his wife, and the wife, she just doesn't, you know, we don't always understand that what we're doing when we dial 911. And trust and believe, if you're going to call the cops on a black man, you got to be prepared for all circumstances that come with calling the cops on a black man. So my husband went to jail, $7,500 bail. And he's a working man. Got to get him out of there. He got stuff to do tomorrow. So thank God. Daughter called the bail fund. And
another day in the life.
Another day in the life. We was there for it. And it's always an experience. It's always a different experience going to these different MDJ's offices and paying bonds, because everybody operates just a little bit differently. Even inner county, where you would think we would all be on the same loop since we are such a small county. I would hate to see how large municipalities operate, because being in a small county, it still is radically confusing when it comes to certain things. We have a bail bond system that literally sets bails that they don't expect you to be able to pay. When I went today to circumstantial, when I went today and went to post the bond, the first thing she said to me was, "Do you have your paperwork?" Do I have my paperwork? I posted bills at several different places. I've never had to provide paperwork. You always have the paperwork for me, miss. I work for the Lancaster Bail Fund, charity organization. So I couldn't imagine if, as an individual, going up to MDJ's offices in this climate right now, because would you know where to get any paperwork from?
I think that's part of the point. And, you know, it's always been this way, right? The system is rigged in the favor of certain people. But I think under this current administration, it's gotten far more worse, you know, and in reference to what's going on with quote unquote immigration. I think that, like, you're seeing a lot of backed up cases in Minneapolis and DC specifically, where people, lawyers specifically, that are used to having certain things a certain way, getting the paperwork and the information they're needing, just being told we don't have it or not being answered back at all. So that's just one example from one department, right? Think about everything the way it currently works is top down. So it's no wonder that, like, this kind of same thing is happening here. And I think talking about the No Kings, them using the park, Reservoir Park in Lancaster, right next to the prison, isn't that kind of the same thing? Like, we're going to gatekeep you. We're going to tell you where you're going to go. And the symbolism and parking right next to the county prison, right? Where people are seeing something that's talking about freedom to people that are locked up in chains that most of them shouldn't be, right? That's why the Lancaster Bail Fund exists. That's the whole purpose it exists.
And we're going to get into No Kings, because I don't want to spill too much tea. The T's gotta be for Puff and Process on this one, but, like, that's where, you know, it gets interesting. I myself find myself in a lot of spaces with people that do not look like me. And you would think that in these spaces, we all know how to conduct ourselves gently and maneuver around each other gently, because we should be aware of the many, many differences in which we all have. And we should be being mindful of the fact that you truly never know what somebody experienced or is experiencing. So you think that we would all be handling each other, you know, a little more gently when we're asking for more humanity, for people to see us, that we as organizers would create spaces in which everybody is seen. And it doesn't always feel like that. So that's why I'm super, super excited for Puffin Process, because we as organizers deserve a space where we can process the bullshit that comes with truly being a person with lived experience, not being centered in environments in which we're calling for centering.
Okay. What I'm trying to do with Puffin Poet is the same exact thing that you're describing, but for creators in general. And what I think is important, because I'm not only a creator, an artist, I'm a community organizer, and I see all these similarities and common interesting goals and struggles, right? That's the big thing. We're all struggling. When we're busting our ass every day hitting the streets, I don't want a 9-to-5. I couldn't, even if I wanted to, because they would garnish my wages and I don't want a paper trail. But the work that I do is so important, I can't stop that to go work on a schedule, right? But I still need to make some kind of income. As an artist, artists don't make money like that, whether you're a painter, you're a book writer, you're a rapper, you're a singer, you're a guitarist. Like,
I try to remind people, and I said this to the superintendent actually the other day at that school board meeting, speaking on a situation with a child. And we were talking about having a policy named after this child. And he said, you know, most policies are named after children post-mortem, like after they die. I don't know how you say it, but after they die, and this child is still alive. And I was like, ain't that crazy? Not even children can get recognized unless they die. Even a child gotta die to get recognized. Like, we live in a world where as soon as you die, your record sales will skyrocket. As soon as you die, your art will triple in sales.
But guess what? That money's not for you. It's set up a certain way.
Right.
Right. It's important, and we talk about this in the creative community, is like, give folks their flowers while they're here. And my goal is to connect the creators and the community organizers so that we form an ecosystem, right? With not only with our information, sharing it with one another, because it's all the same shit, but also putting ourselves out into the world, because there's so many people who need us, and we have so many of the answers that they're seeking, and there's power in numbers. And if people are connecting to the things that they need, but they can't do it all themselves, but there's somebody else out in this community that can do it with them, and they can collaborate, and think of that times 1,000, times 10,000, just in Lancaster.
Pay it forward.
I'm saying.
That motto. That's
healing also.
That motto, if you touch one person, and truly, don't just touch that person, but help heal that person. Mm-hmm. That person will go on, touch three people, help truly invest in healing those people. I remember watching that movie as a kid at Project Forward Leap. I went to PFL. PFL was a 5-week program in which they put you on college campuses. And you're starting off young, like fourth grade. Kids from Coatesville, kids from Philly, kids from Lancaster, kids from impoverished communities, getting a chance to experience college, pre-college. We're about 11, 10, 12, mm-hmm. starting off in this program. So I went to Project Forward Leap, and I was homesick. I was not the person for Project Forward Leap. But I went to Project Forward Leap, and where were we starting with this?
I want to say, like, healing.
Pay it forward. Right. They showed us that movie, right?
Yeah.
And And it really, like, it hit me different watching that movie and watching this kid truly build something that definitely impacted the world to the point that it still exists today. Because when you find yourself in the gas station line buying coffee and the person in front of you bought it, that was all generated with this theory.
Right.
But what hurt my heart as an adult, and this is where you learn about racism in America with the three Ks, what hurt my heart as an adult is when I read the book. And I understood that in the book, Kevin Spacey, the white actor that played the teacher, was really a black veteran who fell in love with a white woman, the child's mother, and was the only person to truly pay attention to this child and invest and give this child, spark this idea in this child that changed the world. But white America and Hollywood wasn't ready to show us that in the 90s.
Oh, of course.
So the way the movie's set up, it's a white teacher, white mom, white kid,
Yeah.
and they removed the main dynamic of that, the black veteran that came home with his own trauma and scars and his own hurt. And instead of being the model that we love to tell people, hurt people, hurt people. And no, that hurt person healed a part of the world. But we didn't want to tell the story the way it should have been told because it was a black man.
Everything you're saying, I was literally going to say it too, but in a different way. Like healing, helping other people helps yourself. Healing other people helps heal yourself because you're making the world a better place for you to be in. And if you're looking at other people and treating them the way that you want to be treated, it's helping reciprocate that. Even if you're not getting it directly back from that person that you put it out to, they're going to somebody else, right? It's that I hate to say domino effect because it makes it seem like we're all falling down. But when you touch someone
So
else,
it's
they
the
touch someone
butterfly
else,
effect.
right? The butterfly effect, exactly. Exactly.
And you figure, right? If you are putting yourself in safe, healing spaces in order to help heal other people, you are now in safe, healing spaces, talking about healing things.
And I would say that, like, knowing you and knowing myself and where we've like come from the last our whole lives, really, it's more about moving through all the different phases, seeing that there are different places that you can be in, but you don't have to stay there, right? And realizing like who your kin is, who your people are, that will help amplify the parts of you that you knew was always there. You didn't know how to bring it out, but it just took being around the right people. And you know, they say when you're around people that talk nothing but dreams and motivations and aspirations, yours get enriched. You continue to hold them. When you're around people that are down and praying, PREY, PRA, not the PRAY, PREY.
PREY.
And doing things that aren't productive to self-preservation and growth, no matter how strong and you are in fighting against that, it's going to be an upward battle nonetheless, right?
Where life is already an upward battle. And why would you want to add to that? Why would you want to add more steps when you're already climbing endless stairs?
Well, the bigger answer is if enough of us are around our own community while also continuing to touch individual people every day, we're constantly growing that goodness, that safe space to everywhere. And the more people that see that there are more safe spaces out there, the more safe spaces there will be.
You heard it. Now let's break into some tea time. It is tea time with Mysteria. Because Lancaster County has, Lancaster City has a new chief. And our new chief, he's this guy from Virginia. His name is Easton McDonald. Now, Easton wants his police officers to go knocking door to door and getting to know his community. I'm sorry, if you knock on my door, I'm gonna tell you to get a warrant. What are you doing here, sir? Get off my porch. Goodbye.
You know where this, I think this is coming from, is this person is not from here. I think he has no connection to here. He didn't do his research enough. I think he's going off of the tourist aspect. The aspect of, like you said in the beginning of this, about how we are put out to the rest of the country being the best city and all these things, right? So when people come here, they're expecting to see this quaint, really diverse place where people are just, there's no issues, right? But if you know anything about Lancaster, like, it's anything but, don't get me wrong, I love this city and I fell in love with it. However, you know?
It is what it is. This is Lancaster. Lancaster with the 3 Ks and America with the 3 Ks. And you are listening to Mysteria Unbarred, where truth gets spoken and silence gets broken. I'm your host, Jay Mysteria, and that was my only circumstantial say. Make sure you tune into the next episode so you can catch Puffin Process, where organizers truly get to talk about the background and come to inhale.
To me, Where the Wild Things Are is a place that exists in our minds. It's a place of liberty and shamelessness. It can take a split second or a lifetime to find it, but once you do, you'll be free. There's a wild thing that exists in all of us. It lives in our passions, in the people we love, in our subconscious thoughts, our beliefs. It's even made a home in the darkest parts of us. But we can't be scared of it.